It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, let me tell you what this episode of Opinions Matter is all about. It's our special weekend edition of the podcast. It's Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And this is actually episode number 67. Which means there are 66 other ones. So let me tell you about this episode and how we come to put it together. So every day during the week, we broadcast our podcast live on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D if you've never found our Facebook page. Anyhow, while the audience is building on our Facebook page, while we're awaiting the start of our actual podcast for that day, myself and Jeremy and sometimes Katie sit here in the studio literally waffling the ears off each other, talking the most random rubbish. And it's that random rubbish that you will hear. Some of it is quite funny, some of it will make you cringe, but on this episode you will hear us debate whether or not chocolate should be out of the fridge or not. Why is our podcast not on the Aer Lingus entertainment system? What does Jeremy do in bed to get him off to sleep? And why can't you get a Chinese at lunchtime? They are just some of the random ramblings that we deal with on this latest episode of Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. It's our special weekend episode of the podcast. If you enjoy it, by the way, please share it onto your own social media platforms. We hope you enjoy it. It's completely unedited, by the way. And it kicks off with last Monday.
My son said something to me yesterday, guys.
Yeah.
That no parent ever wants to hear. So we're having a...
I don't want to speculate, actually.
No, speculate.
Really. No, I won't.
No, speculate.
No, I prefer not to.
I do. Don't say something and then not... It's like climbing up half a Mount Everest and going, sure, what's the point? And then turning back down. Why would you do that?
No, I won't speculate.
My friend, 3 years ago, spent $5,000 to go to Everest Base Camp. Why?
I don't get that.
She got lovely... There's lovely photographs of her standing and literally she's holding the camera in front of her, yeah? And Everest is behind her. And it's beautiful and all that. Yeah, it was a lovely photograph.
Yeah.
But why would you go to Everest and not climb it? So, well, what have you got to say? So my son, just to reiterate, I sat down with my son. Is that gone, by the way?
Yeah.
I sat down with my son and he said something to me yesterday that no parent ever wants to hear. So let's see, Adrian, if you can guess what it is.
I'd prefer not to.
No, do. Opinions matter. Your opinion matters to me.
I kissed a girl and I liked it.
I know, I'd be delighted if he was kissing girls.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, right. No, yeah. So it's not that, obviously.
Let's just say when his time comes, it will be girls who'll be kissing.
Why, are you going to dictate that?
No, I'm just saying he likes girls.
I know, until you go off them.
What?
You can go off girls.
No, we bought... Here's how you know, guys, if you're a young fella likes girls or is the other way, yeah?
Yeah.
It's a bit queer, as they used to say back in the day. They don't say it anymore now.
Yeah, I don't think it's really PC, really, to say that anymore.
Back in the day, things change. Yeah, no, I wouldn't say queer. Remember when you say, he's a bit queer. Anyway, I brought my son to Panto last year.
Good man, yeah. No, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah, go on.
And it was, what's your woman's name? Jasmine. What's the name of
Jasmine?
Yasmin. What's the panto with Jasmine?
I don't know. What about it?
Jasmine. What's her name?
What about her?
Aladdin.
Yeah,
isn't that Jasmine?
I don't know.
Anyway, my son...
You were at the shagging thing.
My son was sitting beside me. And he was like, Dad, Aladdin. You know the way you do that? They slid. God, Dad, cringe. Cringe factor 1,000. Anyway, it's Aladdin. You know Aladdin, don't you?
Yeah.
The magic carpet.
Yeah, I do.
A whole new world. Yeah. You got a friend in me.
Go on, what about it?
No, that's Toy Story. Anyway, he's completely bored watching Aladdin until Princess Jasmine.
No, you were at the shagging thing. Jesus. I wasn't.
Jasmine. Yeah, Jasmine. What's your woman's name?
I don't know.
Who falls in love?
I wasn't there.
Prince Ali. What's her name? Anyway, she comes out on stage.
Yeah.
And she's wearing... Arabian clothing, let's just say.
Arabian clothing?
Not a burqa now. You wouldn't have been interested there because she wouldn't have showed any flesh. She came in a little...
negligee.
Negligee? What's a negligee?
Well, you don't know what a negligee is.
No, I don't. Don't. I don't know much about women's clothing.
No, you certainly don't.
I know to take it off now. After when I see my wife coming home and I'm wearing it.
Jeez. Better get this off.
Get that back into the wardrobe. Jeremy, why does my dress smell a Paco Rabanne? No idea, hon. No.
Anyway,
idea.
Go on.
Anyway,
what does your young fella say?
Princess Jazz. So we're sitting there slouching, yeah?
Yeah.
Throwing popcorn at people in front of them, banging them on the back of the head with popcorn and all that. Yeah? And, oh, it's boring. We're going at half time. We're going at the interval. And then Princess Jasmine comes out onto the stage and she's wearing a little boob tube.
Boob tube, yeah.
Yeah. And you know Aladdin trousers?
Oh, yeah. I
like Aladdin trousers on a woman.
Do you?
Or a man.
They're a bit out of date at the moment.
Oh, no, they're back.
What?
Aladdin trousers are back.
Hang on. Hello?
MC Hammer.
MC Hammer's on the phone.
Oh, sorry, that phone, put it down.
What?
Can't touch this.
Oh, yeah, you're hilarious.
And Jasmine came out onto the stage, and I've never seen my son's eyes pop out as quickly as they popped out. He was literally...
So what's this thing he said to you that no parent wants to hear?
What?
He said something that no parent wants to hear.
Yeah, how did I get talking about Jasmine?
I have no idea.
Anyway, he turned around to me and he says, I don't want to go to college.
Oh.
Yeah. You thought it was the gay thing, didn't you?
No.
It was a very homophobic thing for you to say.
No, he doesn't want to go to college. Yeah, okay. That's fair enough.
What?
Yeah, that's okay.
And I said, why? And he says, yeah, because I want to be a YouTuber. No disrespect to... I have friends who are YouTubers.
Yeah.
And we have colleagues who are YouTubers.
We do.
No son of mine ain't putting up content on YouTube.
Why?
Oh, really? There's no future in YouTube.
And by the way, in 10 years' time, YouTubers probably won't even be a thing. Something else will have come along.
YouTube's been around for 30 years,
has it?
It's been around for 30 years.
I know.
But it's not going anywhere.
It'll wear off.
Oh, I don't think it will. I won't. Don't. Anyway, the point is he wants to be a YouTuber. Yeah. Now, this brings me to the point I was going to make.
That really wasn't what I was expecting. Dad, I don't go to college. I thought it was something dirty.
Ross has said, with all the shite going on in the world, and this is the topic... Myself and Adrian, thank you, Ross, for your feedback. Did you ever hear Alexa the way she put, does Alexa say, have you not got Alexa home?
I have. Why?
You know when you tell Alexa she's shite?
I've never told Alexa she's shite.
Oh, I do.
She's not very nice.
Oh, no, she was annoying me the other day. She wouldn't cook me dinner for me. Right, I'm hungry.
And you said,
Alexa, cook me dinner. I'm not able to perform that task. Alexa, you're shite. Just thanks for your feedback.
Oh, no, I'll abuse her when I go home later.
Anyway, Ross has come on to say...
that actually came out wrong. That didn't sound right.
I didn't even hear what you said.
I said, I'll abuse her when I get home later on. That doesn't sound right. I'll withdraw that comment.
Hello, Tusla. No, it wouldn't be Tusla you'd ring. Who would you ring?
Yeah.
Oh, Amy. Our friend Amy.
Amy. Yeah.
She'd have words to say to me. Anyway, Ross is giving out about the topic that we're talking about at the moment. And you can see that with everything that's going on in the country, why are you talking about your son going to college? Yeah?
No, I think he's given out about the topic that's coming up in the next part.
We were only having this conversation, guys, before we came on about, on this podcast, we do loads of different topics.
We do.
And we always say, if the topic is not for you, let it pass you by. It's not what your mother used to say.
Absolutely.
If it's meant for you, it won't pass you by.
So if it's not meant for you.
That's what my mother used to say to me when I was 35 and still single. I was like, Mammy, when am I ever going to find the love of my life? And she used to say to me, first of all, stop masturbating, Jeremy, when you're living at home. You can do that when you move out, but you can't do that when you're living at home.
Your mother actually said that to you?
Yeah, she did.
I'm a bit uncomfortable with that.
Really? Why?
Yeah, you I just am.
She said, don't do that under my roof.
I know, I just find that very uncomfortable.
Why are you shaking your hips?
For Mrs. Dixon to be saying that
Why
to you.
Why are you shaking your hips like that?
It's very uncomfortable, that is.
What?
Your mother even saying that word to you.
What word?
That word.
Masturbating?
Yeah.
Oh, you're stuck in the dark ages.
Oh, no. Mammies shouldn't say that word to their children.
Shouldn't say that word.
What was Mrs. Dixon thinking?
Anyway, what's meant for you won't pass you by. So this gets me back to the point. We do lots of topics on this podcast, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And we do not expect 100% of our audience to like every single
Correct.
Topic. In the same way, and this isn't just going out to Ross, but I'm going to pick on Ross. I'm going to bully him, okay? Cyberbully him. In the same way, Ross, that when you go into a restaurant, like I was in a very fine eatery the other day, beautiful restaurant where teppanyaki, do you know you don't even know what teppanyaki is.
Been to it loads of times, yeah.
No, you think teppanyaki is in the stage in Carpa. No,
I know what a teppanyaki is. Go on anyway.
And teppanyaki and all that. And when I looked at the menu in the teppanyaki restaurant, there were certain things on it that weren't for me. And you know what I did, Ross? I put on my big boy pants, because you should never be naked in a teppanyaki restaurant.
Especially when they're doing that cooking in front of you.
They wouldn't find yours with a cleaver. Imagine trying to cut off your dick with a cleaver.
What?
The size of your dick.
Where did that come from? Where did that comment actually
you
come from?
You should never be naked in a teppanyaki
you
restaurant.
You definitely shouldn't.
No. But anyway, Ross, I was looking at the menu and there were certain things that was on the menu. For argument's sake, one of the things that was on the menu was calamari.
Yeah, it's now, not for me.
It's not for me. So I didn't grab the teppanyaki chef by the throat and go, how fucking dare you serve calamari? What I did, Ross, was I decided to be a big man about it and I just didn't order the calamari.
That's it.
I moved on to something different. Now, in fairness, I never go to teppanyaki restaurant. All the food was shite. So it's actually a bad analogy that I'm after giving. There wasn't one thing I liked on the menu.
I was that one in Lanzarote. It was great.
What did you...
Beef and chicken and...
Oh, there was no beef or chicken here.
Ah, yeah.
All that squid and shit like that.
No, no.
Really?
Beef and chicken, yeah. Oh, it was great,
So my point is, guys, that if we discuss a topic and it doesn't appeal to you, no topic appeals to everybody. Like, we could do a topic today, which I'm actually going to prove now. I'm just going to... Hang on.
Where are you going?
Come over here. Hang on.
What are you doing?
Hang on. Oh, yeah, we're back. Thanks, Amanda, for helping
me. You got up and...
No, I went over in our studio where we record this podcast. There's a fridge in the corner.
That you've left the door open on, by the way.
Is it open?
Yep.
I'm not paying the electricity bill. I don't give a fuck. Anyway, out of the fridge, I took a snack sandwich, the little purple things.
Yep. Oh, I love
which,
that.
By the way, are half the size that they were when I last had one.
Oh, here, if you want something that's half the size, I had a Mars bar.
Thanks very much.
I had a Mars bar last week, yeah?
Yeah.
And it wasn't out of a multi-pack or anything. It was in a shop.
Yeah.
There was no Mars bar. It was like out of, you know, the mixed bags.
Oh, that's annoying me, the fridge door's
open.
Yeah,
you're going to have to close it.
It's going to start beeping at us.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to have to go off mic again.
Yeah, well, go on off mic again.
Let's see if I can stretch with the mic. Hang on. I'll try and close it with my foot. Ah! There we go.
Nice. It's done.
Anyway, my point is, guys, we could be doing a topic today on...
Cadbury snack bars.
No, that's a stupid topic. Whoever came up with that topic should be sacked. No, should chocolate be served out of the fridge or at room temperature? Now, myself and yourself are in agreement on this thorny issue.
Well, I'm not totally in agreement.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
Whoa.
Yeah, no. There are times I prefer chocolate out of the fridge.
What?
It's too hard. It goes too hard. That's my main issue with it.
Oh, I've heard that's your main issue.
Yeah.
I've heard that's been an issue for the last 10 years with you.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
You just can't go too hard.
Yeah, no, that's it. What's all the ringing going on here?
Where's the alarm coming from?
I don't know. Why is Katie Mack ringing in the middle of our podcast? Why are you ringing in the middle of our podcast?
We're locked. Why are you being impossible? You're trying to win.
Oh, shit. What the hell is going on?
Did you go to basketball today? Yeah. Oh, what? What is going on here?
It's a pocket.
I'll give you a page of clothes on his nerves.
Listen, nosy in on Katie's conversation.
No, you're live.
You're live on air.
You need to control your kids, by the way. Very rambunctious, aren't they?
So she's gone now. That was Katie with her children. Why is she ringing me in the middle of a podcast?
She's very aggressive towards her kids. Shouting at them like that.
What?
You'd never catch me doing that. Anyway, my point is about topics. We could do a topic today on whether or not chocolate...
Oh. Listen to the thunder.
Oh, there's thunder in the background.
Is that thunder? Oh, it is.
That should be a topic on tomorrow's podcast.
What?
Your favourite song with the word thunder in the title.
Why, are there many?
Loads. I feel
thunder in my heart. Yeah. And what happens after that? There are no other songs with
thundering
the word
thundering and lightning.
Very, very frightening.
Another one. And the thunder rolls.
Oh, yeah.
Gareth Brooks.
I think that's it. It doesn't go any further.
That's
going
to be a shy topic. Which proves the point that I was trying to make to Ross and everybody else who moans when we do a topic that you don't like. If it's not meant for you, let it pass you by.
If it's not meant for
you. No, that's not the right expression. If you don't like the topic, just don't listen. And then tomorrow, maybe, we'll have a topic that that you will like. Like this one, should chocolate be eaten out of the fridge or at room temperature? Now, I have to be honest with you, and this is very controversial. Anybody that eats chocolate at room temperature should be shot with a ball of their own choice.
Well, I'd prefer if you actually left that there and it actually moved to room temperature, then I'll consume it. Much prefer it at room temperature.
Oh, I like it when it's hard and you can bite the chocolate.
No, I don't like it hard.
What?
I don't like it hard.
It's your missus said. Oh, we've another song.
What?
How did we forget this one from Claire Colton? I wonder if she related to Frank.
No, it's a completely different name, you fool.
Oh. Thunderstruck.
Ah, AC/DC.
Na, 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 na
Hey, what a
is
tune.
That it?
I think that's it, yeah. There's no other Thunder songs.
So Gareth Brooks, who sang Thunder in My Heart?
Leo Sayre.
Leo Sayre.
And after that, that's it.
Why don't they need more songs about the Thunder, don't they?
Well, the Thunder's died down.
But it doesn't happen non-stop.
Oh, doesn't it?
It's not like, you know, in the movies. You know,
our poor dog Molly the other day when the Thunder. Oh, my God.
What?
You'd swear there was somebody trying to shoot her. She was very stressed.
What did you, why didn't you even put her in the bed with you?
Did.
Oh, I'd say that would stress her out more. The sights you'd see in that bedroom. Jesus Christ.
He actually did, but it didn't calm her down. She was very, very stressed.
Now, Chloe's been on to us.
Oh, hey, Chloe.
And she says, hear me out. A Mars bar is in the freezer.
Mars bar is in the freezer?
Well, you can put a frozen Mars bar into your gob.
A Mars bar in the freezer?
Yeah.
No, that's disgusting. What a solid Mars bar.
There's another song about Thunder, and we're not pressing stop on this until I find the song. Bruce Springsteen had a song called Thunder Road.
Did he? It's obviously shy because I never heard of it.
Thunder and Lightning.
Yeah.
That's it. God of Thunder. Do you know that song?
No.
No. The Thunder Rolled by Gareth Brooks. Anyway, if it's meant to be for you, let it pass you by. And if it's not, it won't. Okay, thank you.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters, but not as much as ours does.
Have you ever bought a scratch card on a Ryanair? Now, you do fly, you like to make out that you fly Aer Lingus and Qatar.
No, my last holiday.
I had Seabass on Qatar Airways a couple of weeks ago.
Who says that?
They wouldn't even let you on Qatar Airways.
No, I fly first class with Ryanair.
Have you ever flown with Qatar Airways?
I did, yeah, last year.
It looks lovely.
It's lovely, yeah, it's lovely. Yeah.
Can you eat, like...
Well, no, I wasn't in first class.
Excuse my ignorance.
Yes.
Because it's been a while since I've been on a Muslim airline.
A Muslim airline.
It's not a Muslim, it's from a Muslim country.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a Muslim airline.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Do they serve beer on Qatar Airways?
They do, yeah, yeah.
Trust you to fucking know. I'd say before the plane even took off. 60 of beers. Fucking hell.
But yes, they do, yeah.
By the way, you know Adrian's on a flight.
You know what else they do on Muslim planes?
Is that fair to say it's a Muslim plane?
I don't know. From a Muslim country.
A plane from a Muslim country, yes.
As you're travelling, you know, on your screen in front of you,
yeah.
You know, the big telly. And I know it's been the 1940s since you were on a plane with a telly, but...
Yeah. Do planes have tellies now?
Yeah.
Fuck off, really?
Do,
who
yeah.
knew?
Who
yeah, go
knew?
On, go on.
Anyway, on the plane, on the telly, on the plane, there's a little arrow pointing to where Mecca is, yeah?
Yeah,
and that's constantly moving as the plane, and it tells you how far away Mecca is. So the further away you get from Mecca, it's telling you how far Mecca is. And it's pointing in the direction of Mecca the whole time.
Oh, Jesus. Imagine
so you can say your prayers.
Can imagine Tommy Robinson on that flight. He'd get very triggered by that, wouldn't he, Tommy Robinson?
He mightn't go on that flight.
He mightn't go on that flight.
And it tells you on the display, countdown to next prayer time. Right, so it'll say 2 hours, 12 minutes, 2 hours, 11 minutes, 2 hours, 10 minutes.
And don't be pushing your religion onto me when I'm on a plane.
No, but that's what happens.
Ah, no.
It's there.
Oh, God. So if I go on Aer Lingus,
yeah.
I don't expect the Angelus to come on at 6 o'clock.
It probably does happen on one of the channels.
On an Aer Lingus flight?
Yeah,
I've never been on it. By the way, Aer Lingus, if you're listening, you need to put our fucking pod... Well, I probably shouldn't curse it, they won't put it on. You need to put our podcast on your little entertainment gizmo on your plane.
Gizmo?
Well, I was on an Aer Lingus flight recently, and there was a podcast on it, yeah?
Yeah.
And it was that podcast. Shite. Like.
What one?
The one. That one. That one.
What one?
You know, hang on. That one. You know that one?
Oh, that one?
Yeah, that one.
Ah, now, and not opinions matter.
So the next time, guys, I know most of you don't... fly with Aer Lingus, you wouldn't even know what Aer Lingus plane. Council people don't fly in Aer Lingus.
Why not?
I don't know, Ryanair. Will you ask the cabin crew, if I keep pressing the button, ding, keep pressing the button, get her to come down to your seat and ask her why Opinions Matter isn't on the flight.
If you're flying to just Lanzarote, there are no headphones or tellies or anything.
What?
It's just an A320. Or 321 or whatever they are.
No, on most planes they have the audio thing. You plug in the little headphones. But in fairness, what do you want to listen to on a 5-hour flight to Mallorca? Do you want to listen to Opinions Matter or Tommy Fleming sing songs from Les Mis? Bring him home! Bring him home! Which would you prefer to listen to?
They don't have audio on the planes to Lanzarote, you fool.
They do.
Transatlantic flights.
I once listened to Tommy Fleming.
Tommy Fleming. That was the best you could listen. Dominic, no disrespect, Tommy.
What do you have to say?
Well, I won't say anything, actually.
You say it best, but you say it. But what's wrong with listening to Tommy Fleming's best greatest hits?
Does he have greatest hits?
By the way, can I just say, I don't know, and I don't want you to sue me, Tommy, for saying this, yeah? Does he not just sing cover versions?
What?
Like, he didn't write that song from Les Mis.
I doubt it.
Bring him home.
Is that the only song he sings?
Was that on repeat? Anyway, I was about to say, guys, you know, if you're ever at the airport and you know the planes are parked at the gate. Yeah?
Obviously.
And you see them...
Well, not if they're Ryanair, they're just parked in the middle of the airport.
Fuckers, yeah, that's why I refuse to fly them. Anyway, you see them parked at the gate, guys, and you see them loading the stuff on. And what's the name of the company that puts the food on the Aer Lingus plates? Gourmet Air or something like that, isn't it called? Plus, see them loading up all the trays. If you see one of the planes and it has a Budweiser van loading up crates, you know Adrian's on that flight.
Why, do they have Budweiser on the planes now?
Why can you not get Budweiser on the plane?
Very hard. Very hard to get Budweiser full stop.
Actually, can anybody answer? Why can't you get ice on a Ryanair flight?
Can you not?
No, you cannot get ice on a Ryanair flight.
Oh, I think that's untrue.
No.
No, in fact,
No.
I call you out, sir, as a liar.
No, I'm not a liar. I am many things. A liar is not one of them. You cannot get ice on a Ryanair flight.
I was on a Ryanair flight only two weeks ago.
You don't remember half the flights because you're sloshed.
I know, it was early in the morning.
You don't know half the flights are because you're sloshed.
No, I'm not.
Have you ever been sober on a flight?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, because it was the flight to Qatar Airways.
You fucking prick.
Adrian calling the ding, ding. I need beer. But Mr. Kennedy, we're only 5 seconds into the flight. I need beer. Give me beer.
Oh, you're a prick.
Can anybody answer this before we stop pressing record? Can you get ice? Google it there.
ChatGPT, whatever.
I'm telling you.
Can you get
ice
in your drink
on a Ryanair flight? You can't. They don't do ice for some reason.
I'll find out now. No, I'm fairly sure I did get ice.
I'll tell you why. I was on a flight.
Apparently you can't get ice in your drinks on a Ryanair flight.
I could have saved you the hassle.
Ryanair does not carry or provide ice on board any of their aircraft due to weight and logistical limitations. So obviously I didn't have ice on the Ryanair plane.
Michael O'Leary, if you're listening, and I know you're a big fan of this podcast, here's the thing, Michael O'Leary. Water is heavier than ice.
Water is heavier than ice?
Water is heavier than ice.
It's the same product.
No, same, different weight. It's like you and me are different weights. We're the same product. We're both men. I'm a lot lighter.
So hang on. You're telling me if I freeze water into ice, it loses weight. It becomes skinnier.
No. So, yeah.
You said water.
Yeah. So if you have a gram of water. No, that wouldn't make sense.
No. A litre of water.
Well, that's, oh God, it's getting really technical. That's not weight. Litres and weight.
No, I know that.
If you had a kilogram of water.
Yeah. And you freeze it.
It won't weigh a kilogram anymore.
But that's impossible. Nikki, it's the same thing.
Nikki Memory. That's a great name, isn't it?
Nikki Memory?
Yeah, like memory glands. It's the technical word for boobs. give us all your memories. Nikki Memory.
Sorry, who says that? Giz a go of your memories.
Nikki Memory obviously doesn't have a good memory because she says, I've had ice with my wine on a Ryanair flight. Adrian has just found out you cannot get ice.
I'm after Googling it, but my missus after texting me to say we did actually have ice last week.
You weren't on a fucking Ryanair flight.
We were.
No, you weren't.
To Lanzarote.
What?
We went to Lanzarote on the Ryanair plane and she had ice in her drink.
Oh, that's why when you took the photograph on the plane you didn't zoom out because you didn't want people to know you were flying Ryanair.
No, I don't mind it.
When Adrian flies...
No.
When Adrian flies on Ryanair...
I love Ryanair. Do you know what I like about Ryanair?
That you can get a drink before it takes off.
Oh, no, you can't, actually. You know your 10-kilo bag, yeah? As long as it's the right size, they don't weigh it.
No, they don't weigh the bags anymore.
No, it's great. It's great.
It's a bottle of Bacardi.
If you're flying with Aer Lingus and you're only bringing carry-on, you have to check it in.
Oh, matron!
And they weigh it.
Carry-on.
So, I like... You fool of...
Anyway, I will put it to you that... You cannot get ice.
I will put it to you. And in fact, one of our listeners is saying the same thing.
No, I've been on many, many Ryanair flights. Many, many Ryanair flights. And I got little mini Coke cans, yeah? Mm-hmm. They're too small. Wouldn't fill a hole in your tooth. You know those little tiny little cans?
Yeah.
Ridiculous. A can got served to me last year on the flight back from an airport.
Obviously.
What?
Well, you hardly took off in the middle of the ocean.
It was back from a certain airport, which I can't talk about.
Why can't you talk?
I can't remember the name. What's it called?
Where?
Roos.
Oh, the cheap one?
Roos.
Rios.
South of Barcelona. South of Barcelona.
What a kip of an airport. I thought you travelled in style. You loser. That's the worst airport on the Costa Blanca.
On that note, we'll just end the conversation. I'm so disappointed in you.
Oh, fuck, can we edit that bit out?
No.
I don't want people thinking I flew with council estate people.
But it literally is the tiniest little shed of an airport. Rios, that's where you flew from.
No, I think you're talking about a different... Or EUS. Yeah, I think Rios, you're talking about a different airport.
No, I'm not.
Or
no.
UES.
How proud your mother
or
was.
Or UES. No. Or EUS.
We'll just leave
or
it at that.
Roos.
Jeremy flew back from Rios Airport on the Costa Blanca.
No, I didn't. It was Roos.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. And that's probably just as well.
You're looking very refreshed today.
Oh.
Yeah, you look very...
I'll take a compliment.
Yeah, no,
even if it's from you.
Unusually so.
Are you saying this in a homosexual way?
No, not in a homosexual way. Okay. I'm just
not that there'd be a problem with that.
You look fresh. Did you do something to yourself? Or did you get a lot of sleep? Or
Botox?
No.
No.
No, because if you did get Botox, you're getting it in all the wrong places. So I can point out a few places you should get it. Okay. You look refreshed.
Yes.
Normally you're a haggard mess of a thing.
No, I'm not a haggard mess. I'm full of energy. I have lots of energy.
Why so? Why the exuberance?
I got a good night's sleep last night. I very rarely get a good night's sleep. So I discovered something, guys.
Well, you need sleep.
No, you do need sleep. You need 8 hours of sleep. And I discovered something.
Whoever gets 8 hours of sleep?
Oh, people on the dole.
Oh, yeah. Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, don't have to set an alarm in the morning.
No, yeah, possibly.
Was that great? Yeah. Going to bed at night, yeah? With a tinny in your hand.
A tinny?
What's a tinny?
The
tinny of a beer, like.
Nobody calls them tinnies.
They do call them tinnies.
No.
In Australia, they call them tinnies. Oh, pass the tinny. Gives it now, tinny there.
No, they call them stubbies.
A stubby? No, it's a tinny.
A stubby.
Well, when I was in Australia, it was a tinny.
You were never in Australia. You won't go because they've spiders.
Oh.
Anyway, go on. Why so relaxed? Why so chilled?
Because... people won't know this because I've never discussed this before, but I have awful problems getting off at night.
Really?
Yeah, awful problems getting off at night.
Is this on yourself, with yourself or on when you're in company?
Well, going to bed, going to sleep.
Yeah.
And I discovered something that I had never tried before. And if you do it just before or just after you get into bed,
yeah.
You fall asleep straight away.
Very good. So you took a sleeping tablet, did you?
No, I wouldn't take a sleeping tablet. No,
why?
No.
Sleeping tablets. They're great.
You're a junkie.
Oh, they're great.
A junk box.
What?
You're a junk box.
A sleeping tablet.
A sleeping tablet.
Oh, they're great. I take one rarely.
Do you take those ones that Michael Jackson was taking?
No, that was a bloody injection of a...
The horse tranquilizers.
Yeah.
Anyway, I discovered something. It probably only works for men now. I don't know if it works for women, but just when you get into bed,
yeah,
and then you have to be alone in the bedroom. You wouldn't do it if someone else was in the bedroom.
Oh, would you not? Okay.
No. So my wife is out watching Love Island last night. I know that's her prerogative.
No, my wife's doing the same thing.
Yeah. Now your wife's a bit long in the tooth for Love Island. My wife.
Anyone over the age of 28 is long in the tooth.
My wife isn't over 28.
What?
My wife isn't over 28.
You bloody cradle snatcher.
Yeah. There you go. Anyway, she was out watching. You can't do this when someone else is in the room with you.
Okay, yeah,
it's a kind of a thing you should do solo.
Okay, so this is to get you off when you get into bed.
So I got into bed last night and I was full of energy. I was like, I can't go to sleep. And I did this one thing. I actually looked it up online and it says if you do this before you go to bed, it only takes 5 minutes.
All right, okay, yeah.
Maybe even shorter. Depends how good you are with your hand.
Okay, yeah.
And I had it done in 3 minutes. Done and dusted in 3 minutes.
Okay.
And I have to be honest with you guys. No ladies need to discuss this. It's just for men.
Is this something ladies can't do?
No, I wouldn't imagine a lady would do this. So anyway, guys, alone in the bedroom, locked the door.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want herself to catch me doing it.
Okay, yeah,
It'd be embarrassing. And 3 minutes with me hand.
Yeah.
And I slept like a log. Slept right through.
Very good. Okay, so that explains why you're looking chirpy, cheap.
Yeah, I am today. Yeah. So, lads, I would suggest that you all do this tonight. And it's a bit pathetic, I have to be honest with you. When I was in the bed with my hand, the door locked and the lights on low, I was thinking, God, is this what my life has become? And I'm looking at myself going, what a sad bastard you are.
Yeah.
But it actually works. And the thing is, you can get colouring books in Easons. They have them on all the shelves in Easons.
Okay.
And they now come in adult colouring books.
So you're telling me you went to bed last night, you closed the door for sake of embarrassment of being caught.
Oh, my wife would prefer to catch me with 10 Latvian hookers. Why 10?
Why 10?
That's a ridiculous...
What man would be able for 10 any type of hooker, no matter where they were from?
Ah, they're from Latvia, that's where they're from.
They're Latvian?
They're from Vilnius, yeah.
That's in Lithuania, you gobshite.
Oh, what's the capital of Latvia? Riga.
Riga, yeah.
The Regan hookers. My wife, I think, would be less embarrassed if she caught me with 10 Regan hookers than a colouring book. It's not a pretty sight.
So you're telling me you went to bed last night, you coloured in your little colouring book, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
And you slept like an absolute baby.
Absolute baby. And now the only thing is... And
by the way, that's a baby who's gotten over the night feeds.
Yeah, because the babies don't sleep like babies.
No, certainly at the start. Anyway,
now the only thing, it's a bit pathetic, and I took a photograph of it, I'll show you, Adrian. The colouring book that I drew last night was my youngest daughter's colouring book.
What?
Because my other two kids wouldn't... If you gave my kids a colouring book, they'd tell you to fuck off. They're very flary in their language.
It sounds like
very,
it, yeah.
Very colourful language my kids have.
So your seven-year-old says, fuck off, Dad.
I know, if you gave my son, a colouring book for his birthday.
Yeah, he's a grown man, though.
He's a grown man. Okay, if you gave my daughter a colouring book for her birthday, which is coming up real soon, as you know.
I didn't know, but...
You should know. Really, if you gave her a colouring book, she'd say, would you ever fuck off, you ginger bollocks? That's what she'd say to you.
How old is she?
Six. Very colourful person. Anyway,
you're not a bit embarrassed by that?
No, not at all. Teach kids to be kids. That's what I always say. Anyway, the colouring book that I was colouring last night, guys, was my youngest daughter, who is... Write these down so we have them.
She's about four.
She's about four. Yeah, we'll go with that.
About four.
Give or take a couple of years. And it was a colouring book that I didn't know was given to her by a neighbour. And I want to show you. I took a photograph of the colouring book, and I want to show it to you.
Yeah.
And I want you to... I'm triggered over this, guys. The colouring book my daughter has.
Okay,
I want to show you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm more offended by something on the front of that.
Oh, okay.
What is it?
That thing there?
No.
That?
No.
Oh, her?
No.
Him?
No.
Him?
No.
A Jew? Why do you hate Jews?
I don't hate Jews. No, that's
a
word.
Jew.
Look, that word. The word.
I know there's other things I'm
collaring.
So, will you explain to the listeners, don't mention the Jew again.
I didn't mention any Jew.
You'd be accused of being anti-Semitic.
I didn't say anything about Jews.
It's a Jewish colouring book, is it?
No, it's a Jesus colouring book.
Well, Jesus was a Jew.
Yeah.
Still is. No, I'd say he's left that behind now. But
it's a Jesus colouring book. Where did your daughter happen upon this?
I stormed out of the bedroom. I had to unlock the door first.
Yeah.
And I said to my wife... Who brought this into the house? Because as you know, I'm a secular, my household, I run it as a secular household.
Right.
No,
so you have copies of the Quran as well in the house,
No, secular, no religions. No religion enters my house. No religion. If a priest knocked on my door tomorrow, I'm here to do an exorcism. Get the fuck out. Well, I wouldn't say fuck.
No, you probably shouldn't.
Get the hell. No, you wouldn't say hell either to a priest. Get out of my house, Father. But there was a colouring book that was given by a neighbour to my daughter, and Adrian will explain it.
It's the Jesus colouring book, although colouring is spelled the American way, which is a bit odd.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the issue. And it's a colouring book, and on the
Jesus with like disciples and...
No, they're not disciples, they're kids.
They're kids?
But there's a Jew, there at the front.
No, he looks Arabic, actually.
Oh, no. They didn't get on. Still don't.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a colouring book, and the photograph, or the thing you're supposed to colour in is Jesus sitting on a rock. And there's children sitting down listening to his wise words. He's obviously telling a fable.
Yeah.
And the loaves and the fish or the wine and
Kids love that shit.
What is it? The wine and the corpse? What's it?
The wine and the corpse?
Is there not a story about a wine and a corpse?
No. The wine and the corpse? How does that story allegedly go?
It sounds like, I don't know, I remember from my altar boy days, there was a story about a wine and corpses.
Sure, if you're a corpse, you can't drink wine.
No, he was a leper and he died and they brought him back to life with wine or something like that. Is that not a story in the Bible?
Not that I've ever heard of.
It's a great story. Now, the problem I have as well, first of all, to my neighbour, don't give my children, don't try and indoctrinate my children by giving them religious colouring books. Yeah? The Jesus colouring book. Now, the other problem I have, guys...
Were any of the pages any good? Were they worth colouring?
She hasn't even coloured any of them yet.
What were you doing with the book?
It was the first colouring book. But it was either that or colour in fucking Bluey and Pinky or whatever the names is.
Oh yeah, it's a bit weird.
Oh, I'm Bluey.
It's a bit weird. A man of your age colouring children's colouring books. Full stop.
Well, anyway, the problem I have as well is the cover of this colouring book. And I don't want to get too deep into this and too religious. As you know, I'm a religious man. I studied religion in Maynooth College for 2 years.
2 minutes ago you said I'm not religious at all.
I've turned my back on religion now. But will you explain to people on the cover of this, what colour is Jesus?
He's a white man, yeah.
He literally has paler skin than me.
And he's a ginger as well.
I know, like I said, no, that's okay. That's okay. What? That's okay for him to be ginger. You're ginger.
Yeah, but I'm Irish.
But why are we continuing in 2026, 27, and even 2028?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are we continuing to propagate the lie that Jesus was as fair-skinned as I am? Now, I have been to Nazareth. What country is Nazareth in?
You've never been there.
What country is it?
The snakes there.
Just give me, tell me where it is.
Israel.
Is it in Israel?
Yeah, well, it's in the West Bank.
The West Bank. Have I been there?
No.
Have you been there?
Yeah.
What were you doing there?
On holidays.
In the West Bank?
A couple of years
ago. So cruise ships don't stop off at the West Bank.
They stop in Israel.
Do they?
Well, they did. They don't anymore.
Oh, no, they couldn't. But they stop off at Israel.
Yeah.
It's not exactly Puerto Rico and the Caribbean.
Anyway, go on, get on with it.
Why are we still
saying that Jesus was a white
Jesus
man?
Jesus was white. And the same, my granny used to have she used to have that thing that I was terrified of in her living room with the red light that used to shine up on Jesus.
Oh, the Sacred Heart?
The Sacred Heart used to scare the shite out of me. So if I didn't eat my dinner, my granny used to say, she didn't speak like that. I'm going to take the Sacred Heart down and show you the Sacred Heart. Why are we still claiming that Jesus is white? So in this colouring book, Jesus is literally as pale as I am. Now, I don't know if any of you have seen me lately. I'm not a pretty sight.
No, you're not.
I'm not a pretty sight.
I'll be honest with you.
I'm very, very pale. I gave up doing sun meds because they're bad for your skin.
Yeah, good man.
Always tan responsibly.
Correct.
Always use a factor. Why are they making out that Jesus looks like he's from Cabra? Oh, that's probably a lot of dark-skinned people in Cabra. And that's fine.
That's fine.
If you're dark-skinned, you're very welcome to Cabra. But I'm just saying, why are colouring books painting a picture of Jesus that he's white? Can you answer the question?
I can't.
Jesus was from Nazareth.
Now, it's a colouring book, okay? So you could choose to colour Jesus in.
I'm not going
to
blackface Jesus. That's a sin.
Is it?
But then how
are they going to...
But you've obviously been to... So Jesus was from Nazareth, wasn't he? Or Galilee.
Oh, it's all around the same area.
No, but he was only from one place. That's like me saying, I was born in Holly Street.
But he was born in Bethlehem, actually.
And where's Bethlehem? Okay, well, let's deal with Bethlehem. Where's that from?
It's in the West Bank.
They're all in that bank.
In that region of the world.
That region.
Yeah.
Okay, you've been to that region.
Yeah, the Holy Land. That's what they call it.
Okay. Was there any people as pale as me in the Holy Land?
There was, but he was on holidays with me.
You went on holiday with another man?
Went
on holidays with a pasty man.
A pasty man.
Why did you do that?
As John said, if it's a colouring book, are all the characters not white, as in the colour of the paper? And then it's up to you to colour the book.
Well, in this colouring book, in this particular picture, the kids that are sitting around Jesus are all very white. And there's a Jewish man sitting beside a rabbit.
Yeah.
Not a rabbi, a rabbit. And he's... No, you can be white and Jewish. But my point is...
In fact, the rabbit is darker skinned than everybody
than
else.
Than the Jewish man. So why is Jesus white in my daughter's colouring book?
I ring the colouring book,
no,
people.
No, but why?
I have no idea.
Well, what's the reason?
And the Virgin Mary, she's as white as
so
pure
now
as
my daughter
snow.
Thinks that Jesus looks like Robert De Niro, pretty much. Yeah?
He was Italian.
Well, I don't know. What's your man?
Who?
Your man. Well, Nicolas Cage. Jesus looks like Nicolas Cage. But he was from Nazareth. Are there any people as pasty as me walking through the streets in Nazareth?
Not very many, no.
So why? Where did that come from that Jesus was white?
I don't know. I have no answer.
Someone to know where you went. So you and a pasty friend.
Pasty friend, yeah.
Said, let's go to the Middle East together on holidays. That's very suspect.
What's suspect about
That's
it?
That's like Katie Price's husband.
What?
Something. What's he doing over there?
Where is he?
We don't know where he is. Do you not know that story?
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
So you?
I don't really have any interest.
No,
in
either
it.
Do. So you and a pasty white male went to the Middle East together.
There was more to it than that.
Oh, there was a few couples.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It was those ones.
That sort of behaviour wouldn't be
what
taken lightly in that neck of the woods.
What in Israel?
No, I know.
That's your man with the beard who won the Eurovision.
What? Oh, hey, no, but I'm just saying, couples going away on holidays together is very suspect. That's all I'm saying.
Big debates, from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Myself and Adrian were just talking about what's normal and what's not normal, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
In life, in general, yeah? Like, it's not normal that you're as healthy as me because you've lived a ravaged...
debaucherous lifestyle.
Debaucherous lifestyle, ravaged lifestyle.
And yeah? I'm probably healthier than you, actually, had the truth be known. You walk in here... When was the last time you ever heard me with a cough?
You've never had a cough?
No, never had a cough. Never. Thank God. Touch wood and all that, yeah?
No, I'd say...
I don't get coughs.
Your lungs are probably as...
You see, here's the thing.
Oh.
Over time, when you stop smoking, your lungs begin to repair themselves. So within another
but
couple
I'd say
of years,
at the moment, your lungs are as black as Tupac's.
As Tupac's?
Oh no, he was black, but he didn't have black lungs.
Not necessarily. No,
no, it's the same color lung, isn't it? Okay.
What are you getting at?
No, I'm not getting at anything. Just forget I even said that. Anyway, we're talking about what's normal and what's not normal, yeah?
Yeah.
And Anthony made a very good point. He messaged in there and he says, it's not normal that Chinese's only open in the evening time. I have to get that off my chest.
Oh, why don't they open at lunchtime?
Can I get that off my chest for the next couple of minutes?
If you want.
Yeah, no, I do.
Get it off your chest.
I will get it off my chest. So, Anthony, thank you for raising that issue. This is something that I brought up with my local politicians, Shane Ross.
Shane Ross? He was heard fucking years ago.
Sorry, he's my local politician.
He's not your local anything.
He is my local
politician.
The man's
back in the courts again.
What?
He's no politician. Shane Ross.
Jesus, then why was I ringing him? I rang him there last week and said, Shane, you need to sort out the local Chinese's.
I'd say he's
I don't know what you're talking about, Jeremy. What are you talking about?
Well, I'd say that's exactly what he said.
I can't help you with the Chinese. I don't eat Chinese food.
For God's sake. Jesus, who's my local representative?
Well, Shane obviously did nothing for you.
Who's my local rep for Ireland? What's the name of that party?
Who?
The Irish Freedom Party. So I'm going to ring the Irish Freedom Party.
Why, have you got a rep for the Irish Freedom Party?
Oh, yeah, because the Irish Freedom Party are a reputable...
So if they had their way, they'd get rid of all Chinese out of Ireland.
No, the Irish Freedom Party, yeah. Which, great, great, great political party.
Really?
Great political party.
Are you sure you're not talking about some other party here?
No, are they not? The Irish
if they had their way, they'd round up all the Chinese and throw them back to China.
No, I thought the Irish Freedom Party, was all about the freedom to order Chinese at whatever time of the day.
No.
I think
they'd prefer to shut the Chinese down.
What's their mandate?
No, get rid of the Chinese.
What?
That's their mandate.
So, in my constituency, there are three Chineses.
Chineses?
Yeah, that's the plural of Chinese.
I'd prefer if you reworded it and said... Chinese restaurants. There are three Chinese restaurants, not Chinese.
Well, I'm telling you, so will you find out who my local fucking rep is? So who can I ring? Because I spent the last week ringing Shane Ross, and to no avail.
Obviously.
I didn't know he said, I thought he was still a politician.
He hasn't been a TV
Jeremy,
for years.
Jeremy, why are you? If you ring me again, Jeremy, I'm going to have to block your number.
That's what he said. I'm going to have to block your number. Because you know we're neighbours.
But surely you'd know.
I'm apolitical. I don't get into politics. Find out who my local politician is.
What's your constituency?
What does that mean? I just thought that was a nice word to use. Constituency. Dunleary Southwest.
Dunleary Southwest.
No, that's not. Hang on. I don't know what it is.
That's awful.
Oh God, Brian St. Shane Ross hasn't been in the TD for donkeys yet.
Yeah, he hasn't.
Fuck's sake. Why didn't someone tell me? Anyway, in my constituency, it's South Dublin, Rathdown, Dunleary Rathdown, that's me.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So in my constituency, guys, where I live, there are three Chineses.
Stop saying Chineses.
That's the plural of Chinese.
Three Chinese restaurants. Restaurants. Yeah,
one of them I wouldn't even call a restaurant. It's like eating out of a fucking trough. Oh, it's horrible. So there's two I order from, yeah? And one of them doesn't open till 6 in the evening, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And the other doesn't open till 7:30. Sorry, it doesn't take orders till 7:30, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other day, I was at home, and my wife was in work, yeah? The kids were out playing in the traffic. I don't know where they were. Didn't care, okay? And I was watching a James Bond movie at home in my underpants.
That's a bit fucking weird.
No, it's not weird. Not weird. No. Actually, it's the opposite of weird. It's the new normal. And... I'm watching a James Bond movie. Octopussy, actually.
That's even weirder.
What's your favourite James Bond movie?
It's not Octopussy. It has to be
Octopussy.
That was a muck movie.
How dare you? It's my favourite James Bond movie. What's your favourite James Bond movie?
But it wasn't that one, anyway.
I hate people say, I'm watching that one, but you don't have a favourite. What's your favourite James Bond
movie? Anyone but that one.
You have to be able to name it off the top of your head. What's your favourite brand of cigarettes?
John Player Blue.
So what's your favourite James Bond movie?
I don't have one. Anything but Octopussy.
So I was sitting at home watching Octopussy in my underwear on my own, had the house to myself.
And the kids were out playing with the traffic.
They were out playing, didn't even know where they were. Didn't care, couldn't give a shite, yeah? I heard them screaming outside, close the windows. Don't want to know. Go ahead. And I got a goo on me for a Chinese. In particular, and I'm not going to say a 69 because that's an obvious joke. It was actually a 67. Have you ever had a 67?
No.
So it's crispy beef and Peking sauce. Beautiful dish. And at the time, I forgot what time it was because time evaded me, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So I picked up my phone and rang my local driver on speed dial. I eat a lot of Chinese. You do know that, don't you?
Apparently so.
Yeah, love eating out Chinese. And by the way, a lot of people are saying Octopussy is actually a great James Bond movie.
It's
a brilliant movie.
It's
the best James Bond movie ever. And I rang my Chinese, yeah? And goes to the answer machine. Can I do an impression of the voice at the other end?
No, don't.
Why not?
Because it could have been Mary from, you know, that estate around the corner from you.
Mary from the estate?
Hello, the Chinese?
No, it was hello.
No, you can't do that.
You can't do that. No. But that's what the voice was. Like, I'm not making it up. So, delivery start 7:30 p.m. is what the message said. Now, what's going on in the world with this? I ask you.
It's to force lazy bastards because like I know you to actually cook your own fucking dinner, you lazy swine.
I know, I gave my kids Monster Munch for dinner that day. It was like,
while they were out playing with the traffic?
Yeah, 2 packets of Monster Munch. There you go, don't come on for another hour. That'll keep you. But in America,
yeah,
you can go for a Chinese at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Can I just ask you, yeah, who the fuck wants a Chinese at 11 o'clock in the morning?
I'd eat a Chinese now.
Yeah, but it's, as we're recording this, it's the middle of the afternoon.
Oh yeah, that's a stupid thing. Okay, if you were in bed with me tonight, yeah?
Which is never going to happen.
Have we never shared a bed together?
No.
Oh, I think we have.
Oh, there was that one time.
At band camp.
There was that one time.
Yeah, there was that one time. But if we were sharing a bed together and you poked me at 2 o'clock in the morning, yeah?
Yeah.
And he said, I'm a bit peckish. I'd eat Chinese.
At 2 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, absolutely. When I go out at the weekend, guys, you may not know this, I'm a bit of a party animal. I'd be on the Charlie at the weekend.
What?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Saturday night, Charlie, 2:30 a.m. in the morning. Not a bother on me.
Really?
Not a
that
bother.
That shocks me to the
Why
core.
Why does that shock you to the core?
I just didn't think it was you.
You knew it was me. No. I shared it with you before. I shared a Charlie.
You did not. Yes. Oh, no, you did not.
Yes, I did. I shared a Charlie with you before.
No, because I just refused.
You didn't. We literally had it off the same table.
You must be thinking of somebody completely different.
Someone that obviously looks like you and his name is Adrian and he stutters like you. Do you not remember? It was about 2:45 in the morning, just before Christmas.
Yeah.
We were in town on a night out. The Opinions Matter Christmas party. 2 people turned up. Katie didn't even turn up. Because she's socially awkward. So it's the 2 of us.
Yeah.
Sharing a Charlie off the table.
No, that didn't happen.
Oh. Okay.
I think the Christmas party was actually you and your own then.
It's much improved, by the way, can I just say.
What,
to
the Christmas party?
No, that's so shite. The Charlie's.
Yeah, it's a great spot. I love it.
No, but it's clean now. They've cleaned it up, haven't they?
They're lovely, yeah. I love going for a Charlie's, but it wasn't me that did Charlie with you at Christmas. It was somebody else.
Is there only one Charlie's left in Dublin?
No,
the one opposite the George.
Is there not 2 or 3?
No, I think they're all gone.
Thank you for listening today, ladies and gentlemen.
You didn't find out who my local representative is.
I couldn't care less. Quite.
I just want them to ring up the local Chinese and say, can you open...
Let's see which one of these is going to do it for you. Are you in? Yeah, you're in Dublin Rathdown. Yeah,
that's me, Dublin Rathdown. You're very
Shay Brennan. Who's he?
He is. He's Seamus Brennan, the former chief whip. He will be his son.
Okay, Sinead Gibney. Who's she?
Never heard. What party is she?
SD.
I don't
Sounds
even
like
know what SD
disease.
Is.
That's a disease you can catch, isn't it?
You get that in Charlie's. Allegedly. Sorry, what's an SD?
Social Democrat.
No, they wouldn't knock on my door.
Maeve O'Connell.
Fine Gael. Oh, lovely woman. Lovely woman. If anybody's going to get the Chinese open early, it's Maeve O'Connell.
No, look at that. No, I don't think so. No.
She's a lovely woman.
And then Neil Richmond.
Oh, Neil. Myself, Bezos.
Bezos?
Oh, you have a Neil. Now, you won't mind me saying, is this still going to be on the podcast?
It may not.
Okay, you won't mind me saying this. Neil's on a fitness regime at the moment.
Oh, is he?
I hadn't seen him in ages after losing all the weight. Not that you were fat before, Neil, but Neil won't be eating Chinese's.
So he's not going to campaign for the Chinese.
No.
Maeve O'Connell isn't either.
What party is Maeve again? Fine Gael?
Fine Gael, yeah.
They're all the same. They're all the same.
Sinead Gibney? No, she's definitely... She doesn't do Chinese.
Why doesn't
no.
she?
Why and then him. Look at the head and him. He's not going to campaign for Chinese to be...
I'm moving house. I need to go to somewhere like Cherry Orchard where they literally give their kids Chinese for breakfast. That's where I need to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Live from Ireland, it's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.